RadioSt.Pete.com.
Now a few minutes with RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell. Today, Charlie reviews RoboCop, now playing in area theaters.
Ever wonder what it would be like if Jules Winfield from Pulp Fiction had his own cable TV talk show? He could bring the same intensity he employs, quoting Bible verses and discussing Royale with cheese, to debating current events with politicians and swaying American opinions. In RoboCop, a Jules Winfield knockoff, Pat Novak, also played by Samuel L. Jackson, grandstands on such a stage. Novak's cause du jour are robots. He wants to see law enforcement robots on every street corner in our cities, protecting the good folk from evildoers. He directs his ire on Congress, who made it illegal for robots to work on domestic soil, even though they patrol downtown Tehran, engaging suicide bombers. The business tycoon behind the robots is Raymond Sellers, played by Michael Keaton, CEO of Omnicorp. He suggests the way around the robot ban is to put a human face on the product, put a man inside the machine. The man turns out to be Detroit PD detective Alex Murphy, played by Joel Kinnaman. With almost no hope of survival after getting hit with a car bomb, Dr. Dennett Norton, played by Gary Oldman, Omnicorp's research doctor, takes the few remaining pieces and parts and fashions a machine around Alex. The construct is mostly machine, with a human face and some brains. When the suit is deconstructed, the result is almost nauseating to behold. Please keep the suit on, Alex. There are two reasons RoboCop is not just a jaded knockoff of the 1984 original. The first I already mentioned is Samuel L. Jackson's mesmerizing performance as he struts around his stage, excoriating anyone who would dare disagree with his opinions. If you are anti-police robot, then you are blatantly pro-crime. The issues this touches on concern civil liberties and the fact that human policemen can feel and judge rather than coldly calculate. None of these issues are explored too deep, but they are a welcome respite from the video game action scenes when RoboCop engages his battle mode. The second interesting side plot is Alex Murphy's family. His wife Clara, played by Abby Cornish, and young son David, played by John Paul Rutan, are still without a husband and father, even though Alex is technically alive. Tinkering in Alex's brain to control his human emotions and thoughts by Dr. Norton not only shut out distractions, but Alex's family. Clara and David are losing Alex all over again. Again, it is the human side of things that make this action movie retread almost work. The shoot-'em-up sequence pitting RoboCop against dozens of machine-gun-wielding bad guys are redundant, and at times just silly. When the visor comes down on Alex's face, he might as well hold on to a video game controller, because that is what it looks like to the audience. I recognize RoboCop must go out there and deal out some justice, but must the action be filmed specifically for 12-year-old male adolescents? The filmmakers started with truly effective lead-ins, weaving together social controversy, which is not too far from what is on cable TV today, and the effects of a menacing multinational corporation manipulating new machine dad. As remakes of well-known 1980s films become more common, perhaps the best compliment about the updated RoboCop is it could have been much worse. Instead of milking the franchise for RoboCop 2, I hope the studio considers giving Samuel L. Jackson his own spinoff to rant and rave around the stage at will. I have no doubt he could pull off such a feat for 2 engrossing hours of film. I give RoboCop 2.5 out of 4 stars.
RoboCop is rated PG-13 and is now playing at TouchStar Cinemas Seminole 8, Regal Largo Mall 8, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, Movico Baywalk in downtown St. Petersburg, and Cobb Countryside 12 Cinemas. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit Charlie Jewell, JUHL.com.